once again with the Party at My Place here on the Michigan Business Network. But moreover, we're at the Michigan State Fair right here in Novi at the Serberg Collection. And with me is Elsie's grandma. Elsie, congratulations.
Oh.
You have worked so many hours. You're a true farming man. You just do so much for the State Fair. So.
Well, it's just such a joy to rekindle it and bring back so many traditions and now add so many new things, and there's so many wonderful opportunities out there. It's just been amazing.
And you were
what
the one that never gave up. You never gave up. I can remember. You're like a horse in a plow. You never gave up. But
yes, there was days
when
we pulled off the fairgrounds in 2009, I really doubted if we could ever do it. And the next couple years, there was a lot of dead ends, a lot of roads we tried that turned up to be dry wells. And then one day we came here to the show place and met Blair Bowman, and the world changed.
Now, share the story a little bit, because I was just telling Jeffrey, our engineer here, about the comments when you were trying to approach Blair with the State Fair coming in. You wondered, how are we ever going to bring our animals into such a beautiful...
As you're standing here in this lobby, when I walked in the day we made our presentation, the three of us, I took a look and thought, boy, I don't see this being a barn or a fairgrounds. And it was just a little... upstream, let's put it that way. We walked down here to the Amber Ball boardroom, sat there. When we got done with our presentation, and I thought probably this would be the end, Blair scooted back in his chair and he said, "You won't believe this, but I've been wondering who I could call to get the State Fair here at the show place."
And it's never stopped growing from there, has it?
It's never stopped growing.
Beautiful.
This is actually the sixth time, five times is the State Fair. And it's difficult in a lot of ways to start something over. A lot of heartaches.
You must be still pinching yourself, but can I pinch you just a little bit? Okay.
Just a little bit. Because it too, sometimes when I look back here, see the animals, see the kids. Monday, we will have a dinner, and we're going to give away $40,000 to urban and rural kids scholarships. And the look of them tells you what it's all about.
It's absolutely beautiful. So, Elsie, you've served on the board of directors for Michigan Festivals and Events. Thank you for that. A great volunteer. You also have your own fairgrounds, Oakland County. You're out there working all the time. But then you head over here for the State Fair and your pride and joy.
So thank you so much for Sue for coming down, and we appreciate the support of the festivals. It's wonderful.
Love you guys.
Love you guys. Take care. Thank you so much.
Once again, this is Sue with the Party at My Place here on the Michigan Business Network. We'll be right back with another interview from the Michigan State Fair.
There's many charitable type of organizations and previews and things of that nature where people raise funds for worthy charities. And we too at the State Fair have started an approach to doing that, both with scholarships and also giving back to community organizations. But tonight's all about those charities coming and having an opportunity along with military veterans and their families and enjoying the fair on us. And that tradition has grown and grown, and I expect it to be one of the biggest parts of this fair, continuing forward on into the future. I thank all of you for being here. It wouldn't be possible, though, without our sponsors. It's not going to be fair for me to try to single anybody up, but I have to give a big shout out to our new sponsor, Ram Trucks. They've been great. They've been just a huge, huge supporter for us on this. And I encourage you to certainly look at the list of our sponsors throughout the fair. Patronize them. Without them, this wouldn't be possible. Without our executive committee and our steering committee that's now over 110 strong, this wouldn't be possible. Without my family, my mom and my dad are here, and I gotta tell you, it's the greatest thing in the world to have them here. My mom was checking in all the agricultural exhibits, and I'm gonna go on record right now as saying it was very impartial when my beans took best of fair. Okay, that's all there is to it. I'm just gonna say that. And Kimberly, my wife, might take some credit for it, but I did most of the work, I swear. So listen, I just want to thank you all for being here. Thank you to everybody behind me here. You guys have been the greatest to work with. The Shriners, unbelievable. They were the first folks that we went to and said, "Do you think maybe we could revive this tradition?" And they said, "How can we help? How can we do it?" And their organization is one of the biggest recipients of proceeds from this, so they can do their good work in the community, and it's just outstanding. So I won't say any more. We'll get on with the business here, but I will tell you that I just really, really appreciate everybody being here and supporting the field. Thank you very much. Now it is my duty and my honor to introduce Mark Hafer, our new sponsor from Ram Trucks. Thank you, sir, for being here.
Well, good evening. What a great night to open the fair. We're so excited to be the presenting sponsor. We are Ram Trucks. We love agriculture. agriculture and agribusiness. We love our small business, and we also love the fine folks of Michigan. Listen, the vendors are ready. The exhibitors are ready. I know the circus is ready. I know somebody's going to get a pie in the face tonight. I'm not sure who that is. The rides are ready. So without any further ado, I would like to bring back Blair and the other dignitaries, and we will cut the ribbon.
All right, and now everybody please follow the Crestwood Marching Chargers into the Michigan State Fair. Here we go!